Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
If you haven't, guys, please do check out the other channels. Not just Evolutionary. We also have EE Arts, and we also have Heart's Home, where we just put up one talking about many mansions. In my father's house, there are many mansions. How do we really look at that? Well, maybe given some people a take that they haven't ever considered before, and other people will be like, yeah, of course.
Definitely different.
So starting over here, yet another shooting, the Allen Mall shooting. This is in a Dallas suburb. 9 dead, includes children. 46 confirms shooter had AR-15 style gun. And this is obviously where the left is always saying, take all the guns away. And the right says, take all the guns away and we're in real trouble. And we do also have calls for mental health screenings, as well as augmenting what seems to be a very porous southern border, to say the least. You know, this was somebody that was dressed in tactical gear with multiple guns, apparently just decided to just create chaos and death. And we've seen this time after time after time. You know, for Cindy and I, the first thing we think of is, you know, it really is a sign of the times and a sign of the frequencies that we're all surrounded by, these dark energies. You know, the first thing I would want to know is a toxicology report. What was this person taking? Was this person given anything by a DR period? Because absolutely, if you ever read the warning labels, one of those things, depression, suicide, I mean, it's just on every single antidepressive there is. May cause depression, may cause suicidal tendencies, anger, fits of rage. You know, again, this happens all the time. And of course, you know, on one side, all there's pointing out is the fact that it's a certain style weapon used. But, you know, where's the calls to see what mind-altering things this person was taking? And then even when we go beyond that, how about, you know, all those towers, the signals? How about, you know, sluggish blood? How about, again, that black goo that's inside so many people's bodies that has magnetic properties to it and can be used as a receiver? Hello.
I know. I mean, could these things not be told what to do remotely, since it's not actually part of us but part of a different type of entity form that listens for instructions, and they are just saturating us with that? And these things are so unfortunate because there's so many people involved who've gone through some sort of emotional torture. And that's, you know, if times were different and there were not so many accesses into our home now through doors of information that we might perceive to be communication, I just feel that these beings are, they're being led down a dark path, manipulated. The MK Ultra is very, very real. It's sinister. There's so much about it that is so very wrong. You know, when you look at humanity and the depths of the darkness where humanity can go, I mean, this is one of them, where they can lead people and do these things to people. And they're not sorry.
No, absolutely. You know, and this is from, again, CIA.gov. There are thousands of declassified documents that show mind control is very real. It goes all the way back to the 50s and 60s. Actually goes back way before that. But this is at least the documents that support these projects. And it's never stopped. It's never stopped. So, you know, anybody that thinks that, oh, I work for one of the alphabet soups, I'm wearing a white hat, Think again. And again, this is all divide and conquer. The only people that get hurt is humanity itself and everything that's living on this planet. This is the sickness of the system. As you see, this is a tweet from John Greenwald Jr. There are thousands of pages on behavioral modification, MKUltra, and mind control techniques researched by the CIA. You know, the CIA, the FBI, the KGB, MS-16. We might as well be talking about cartels, because really when you get down to it, the bottom line is they all have blood on their hands. They all have blood on their hands. They all are shrouded in darkness. And yet people are brainwashed into thinking, well, my country's perfect. My country, well, maybe we're not perfect, but you know, we are the good guys. This is what we're brought up with. This is a divide and conquer mentality. And really, again, when you look at it, this world is run by people that have the same mindset as the mafia, as the mob, as the cartels. It's just power. It's just greed. It's just self-serving. You know, they lip service their service to humanity, but it's not real. No, the service is to themselves. This is the big reveal. So should we be surprised of this? No. Is there an agenda behind this? I would venture to guess there is. Of course there is. There's always agendas behind these things. And yet you'll have the media, even when individuals know they're paying lip service, you know, they have to address it in a certain line because they're in the media. If you don't address it a certain way, you just won't be there anymore. Your job won't be there. And some people value their job above, you know, humanity, unfortunately, but it is a reality. This is the hand of the shooter, or this is the suspected hand of the shooter, which has some sort of tattoo on it. I'm not going to exile this and show you the other photos because it has photos. There's photos there that might shock some people. So again, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene saying 9 people were murdered yesterday in Allen, Texas by this man who appears to be Hispanic, what looks like a gang tattoo on his hand. The shooting occurred at a gun-free zone outlet mall. Title 42 ends on Thursday, and CBP says 700,000 plus migrants are going to rush the border. Almost 1 million more, and there's already 6.3 million according to official sources that have come over just since 46 has taken over. When you add that to the tens of millions that were already here in the preceding decades, it's just craziness. And you know, it's not that, you know, this country was quote unquote founded on immigration and migrants. It's the other projects, the other things that are in play here. These people, again, are being used, and they're being used for a very, very dark purpose. But, you know, again, this is part of the big reveal. This is why it is the apocalypse, because there's going to be more and more people waking up to what's really going on and just how dark these controllers truly are. So Tango Blast, some say this is the gang that is perhaps the gang that particular shooter was part of. As you see, what you need to know about Tango Blast, Houston's most dangerous gang. You know, we've heard of MS-13 and others. There's so many. And when you think back again to a certain time, the mafia was thought to be just a legend. Just a myth, not really real. There's no real organized crime. There's no real deep state. And again, when people talk deep state, they're not going deep enough. This control system is global. It's global. It knows no bounds. It just utilizes borders as an opportunity to create division. And again, they're not behind any one religion. They're behind, you know, the totality of the organized dominant religions on the planet as well, because that's another way they can divide and conquer. So, you know, what we see is over here, Governor Greg Abbott calling for mental health funding, downplaying gun control. And of course, all the left-leaning liberal side is just all saying, take everybody's guns. You know, there is obviously a massive, massive infiltration in the country of people, some of which have ill intent towards the citizens of the U.S. In fact, they're here because they're here to overthrow the U.S. And this is part of the bigger plan. Now, it doesn't mean that the majority of the people aren't simply being used as, you know, they use people from every tribe, every race, nationality, every creed, every religion, you know, get equally used, some more equally than others, perhaps at different times. But again, it's all about serving the greater purpose, which is coming into an absolute complete lockdown upon the planet, of which no choices will be able to be had by anybody that's in the system. Here you see Mayorkas. The border is not open, it has not been open, and will not be open subsequent to May 11th. And 6.3 million illegal immigrants with another, you know, 700,000. That'll bring us up to 7 million since 46 took office. 46 is serving his purpose. He's absolutely serving his purpose. Completely. Here you have a Venezuelan immigrant sent back from other border towns, crosses at Matamoros, Brownsville, and given a free phone. Ah, yeah, here you go. Here's your free phone. Wait till we call you. We'll tell you what to do. Ha ha ha. Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is so diabolical, the plan that is well underway as we see hundreds of people just breach the border every day. Hundreds, thousands, we're talking millions. The amount of people that are in the country right now. And when, you know, they are triggered, whether it's MK Ultra style or whether it's of their own volition, it's going to be absolute chaos. And it should awaken everybody to the dangers of going anywhere in public. And again, we've said the whole time, you're much better served being outside of the big cities. You really are. And it's a choice. It's totally a choice. It's up to the individual. And some will say, well, I can't leave my job. But people leave their jobs all the time. But again, you know, if you want to, then, you know, stay, then stay. And, you know, again, follow what you think the higher self is saying to do. But just know the chaos that is has not really manifested yet, even with all that we've seen.
Mm-hmm. You know, When I'm making decisions for myself and I'm weighing things and they're very, very difficult, I put myself in each position and I ask myself, okay, if I do this and this happens, is this something that I can live with for the rest of my life? And then I'll turn and put myself in the other position and ask myself the exact same question. Because what it is ultimately you're the one living in the skin that you're in. Wherever you go, there you are. There's no getting away from that. So we have to be in a very non-judgmental way for ourselves, stand back and ask, you know, what can I live with? You know, if certain things happen and go with that, use your gut, use your intuition, use your best understanding that you can. Talk with friends, talk with families, because the more perspectives you get put on a certain subject or a certain thing, the better off you are. You know, you got one perspective, well, that's only giving you one side of the story, and that's just that. But if you pull other people that you know, that you can trust, that care about you, you pull them in and ask them certain things and say, this is my predicament, you know, what do you guys think? And then you're getting other ideas dropped into your energy field that you can also weigh and consider. One of the other really good things to do is when you're making decisions about where are you going to be, where are you going to stay, is, you know, do the pros and cons list. When you put pencil to paper, boy, that can be magical, because all of a sudden you can actually see it and you can reweigh it. It's that information is right there all the time. So people have very difficult decisions to make coming up, and we have to go with whatever we can live with, whatever that consequence might be.
Just recognize what's been done by the U.S. to Venezuela. And so, you know, this is an article from the New York Times talking about the economic crisis. This is from National Interest. Venezuela has 300 billion barrels of oil. This is just from 2021. And is a poverty train wreck because, again, of what was put in place by the U.S. and the U.S.-led bloc. Now, it doesn't mean it's the U.S. citizens. No, no, no. These countries are not run by their citizens. There's no country on the planet that is run by its citizens. It's all the special interests, the controllers. You know, Venezuela, the crisis was just devastating, and it went from being a very well-off comparatively country to, I mean, such poverty that people were literally pulling cows out of fields and slaughtering them in fields in order to bring a piece of a cow back to its to their families to feed them. And this was all a U.S.-led sanctions again. And these sanctions, they're all these things are really all about controlling all the resources on the planet. This is when we got to see past it. We should have compassion for all these people crossing the borders because, you know, they're just being used too. Now, many of them, oh, they have an intense hatred of the U.S. Then why would they want to come to the U.S.? Well, ask yourself that question. The answer is obvious. They've been promised something. And, you know, again, we've covered it before, where everywhere from Texas all the way to California, up to Oregon and Colorado, that was all under Mexican control at one point in time. When we look back to that Russian professor's prediction of the U.S. being split up into several different parts, and some of it's going to go back to Mexico, some of it's going to be given back to the Latin American people. They've been promised their new homeland. They're the new settlers. This is, in a way, the same thing that happened to those that we would call the Native Americans, the Indians, whatever you want to use as far as a label that doesn't get anybody upset. You know, this is, again, history repeating itself. This time, it's going to be those of European descent that find themselves herded onto the new reservations. Those might look like smart cities. You know, again, this is part of that bigger picture.
Of all things, you know, for a very long time, it's been people pushed out of the way and other people put in the way to fulfill certain desires and wants from a different entity, you know, an entity that really, really wants control. And they will use however they need any human for whatever purpose, because the ends justify the means. They have no sorrow. They're like, okay, well, this is the path that's going to get us what we want. They don't care what happens to who, what, where on that path. That's not important to them. What's important to them is that they get this final outcome. And that's where the inhumanity comes into play. That's where they really don't care. They're so cold and callous, whatever happens to another body. Not important to them. Their thing is to reach that goal.
And we shared this with you 4 months ago. Potential nuclear disaster between Ukraine, Russia within months, as the guide said that they don't know if they're going to be able to carry it out, but the controllers are trying to create a nuclear disaster, and they're trying to create it right here. Mad panic as Russia evacuates town near Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. You see, you had 5-hour waits to get out of the area as you know, people were just trying to get the heck out of Dodge. As you see these pictures Saturday evening of the mad 5-hour queues to leave the evacuated area near the power plant. This is what the guide said. They are trying to trigger it. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But again, they know they can't, they will not be allowed to use full-scale nuclear warfare on the planet. They could most certainly attack a power plant. And so again, this is something that we brought up 4 months ago. The head of Wagner Mercenary Group apparently backtracked on a threat to withdraw his forces from Bakhmut after Russia's Ministry of Defense promised to provide more ammunition to his troops. If you want to see, you know, the face of a demon, there you go. That's a very demonic, dark face. That is a bloodthirsty killer. And, you know, that's all they are. They're just bloodthirsty killers for hire. Very, very sad, sad situation.
Mm-hmm. It is, you know, and we are definitely going through this separation of energies. And I, you know, we take it very seriously because we don't want to get hung up and caught up in that control system. So it might be a bit difficult to separate from certain things, to separate yourself from certain situations, because it might make life more difficult. But remember, it's the entrapment of the ease of things is what is going to get us caught up in that control system. It's making us feel like we have to have certain things. Otherwise, we just simply cannot survive. But we are much stronger than we think.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And there was one I was going to show you from Stu Peters that's a perfect example. This one. This is a perfect example of how they use religion to divide and conquer us. Here you have pro-life Christians in France praying across the street from a church whose pastor was murdered by an immigrant. Then you have somebody stopping and supposedly blasting music. And then you see how he plays the little cross with the looks like Knights Templar. I mean, this is, you know, this is control book 101. Divide people into camps, usually religion and political ideology. That's controllers 101. 101. This is not rising above. This is exactly being pulled into the fray.
And, you know, we could do countless examples of this, you know, one video after the next, where religion is being used to pit one soul against another and actually bring out the most hatred, the most horrible, disgusting feelings that you could ever feel comes through so many organized religions. That's why we are of a spiritual nature looking to find peace and understanding and living life in a non-hatred filled way. And when we look at the control system, that's all there is. There's so much fear, hate, division. It's not helping humanity.
No, do not use certain biosensor pilot COVID-19 at home tests. They were contaminated with bacteria, about 500,000 of them. Don't worry, we haven't used one test the entire time. Not one. No, we wouldn't go anywhere close to any of their stuff. That's just us. We don't trust anything in this system. CDC's failed, you know, plague upon the land tests were tainted with coronavirus. Yes, the very thing that they're supposed to fight. And then there's some that don't even believe viruses exist. Well, viruses do exist. Absolutely. They're not exactly what we think, though. They are. Every single virus you encounter on this planet at this point in time is literally a bioweapon. And it's a bioweapon that's been utilized, gosh, for eons. Again, what does a computer virus do? It overwrites a program. That tells you all you really need to know.
Mm-hmm. It kind of creates a lot of chaos.
And yet, all these kids that should be in, you know, the peak, I mean, just coming into their own, they are leaving the world suddenly. 14 to 19-year-olds in massive numbers. Never saw this before. What do you think could have done it? And again, the naivete of humanity. Much of humanity is loaded with what we would call really young souls. And we'll talk more about that in EE Arts. And those souls, those young souls, do get taken advantage of. Saudi Arabia is planning to execute three local tribe members who opposed its futuristic NEOM megacity project. Yeah, they live in the area. They're against the project, so they are just going to behead them. This is exactly the type of structure that the controllers really want to have everywhere.
And they'll stop at nothing to get it.
Two German soldiers and their mule wearing gas masks during World War I, 1916. Yeah, think about how this repeats. Spanish flu at the end of World War I, mass ouchie program, mass ouchie program, civil war, mass ouchie program, revolutionary war. Oh, nothing changes. They are, if not anything, they are very predictable. And yeah, it can make your head tilt. You could look on and say, I get it. I totally get it. And call them out all you want. He does. And check him out. He's just having a good old time saying, wow, this is really cool. Look what I could do. Look what I could do. He says, wait, I'll get it going both ways.
Mm-hmm. I know, he's enjoying the entertainment, and these guys too, they're finding the simple things in life and they're finding so much joy in it. And that's where we should be. That's how we should all be.
Absolutely. So again, our challenge here is to continue to wake up these naive souls that don't understand what they are doing in going along with a control system that is utterly diabolical and trusting and giving their power away. They are giving their power away. Think about it. How indoctrinated we are to actually tell the controllers, oh, not our will, but your will. Mm-hmm. No, you want the will of the original programmer of this universe to be done, because that programmer gave us all free will. It's a free will universe. It's not a universe of servitude. We are not slaves. We are not slaves. I know you guys know that.
Definitely. Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.